local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two, Pensacola right now on a Wednesday. Joe and Austin with you here for the next 48 minutes, getting you a full rundown and up to speed on everything happening in your world today. We certainly appreciate you joining in and tuning us in here on your drive home or wherever you may be headed. Happy Wednesday. Hope your week has gotten off to a great start. We do have one more day of sunny skies and then some rain coming back into the forecast, badly needed. We have drought conditions, still burn bans in Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties today. We'll start right away with our top three stories here before getting our first check of the roads and weather here as we approach the peak of rush hour traffic. Starting in Israel, the U.S. opposes Israel reoccupying Gaza once the war is over. That according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who spoke in Tokyo today.
No forcible displacement of Palestinians from Gaza. Not now, not after the war. No use of Gaza as a platform for terrorism or other violent attacks. No reoccupation of Gaza after the conflict ends.
Those comments coming after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will have overall security responsibility over Gaza after the war ends. A report says the U.S. and Israel are discussing a three-day pause. NBC News says Qatar is also involved in the discussions that would allow for more humanitarian aid into Gaza and perhaps the release of some hostages. Israel has always held firm that Hamas must free all of the roughly 240 hostages before it will agree to any ceasefire. And Congressman Matt Gaetz weighing in as today the House Oversight Committee issued subpoenas for the president's son, Hunter Biden, and brother James.
David Weiss was not entirely forthcoming when it came to his communications with the Department of Justice, with other people who had jurisdictional claims to Hunter Biden matters scattered about the American Northeast and even on the West Coast.
Yeah, the special counsel David Weiss testifying before the House Judiciary Committee yesterday, of which Gaetz is a member, a subpoena not only including Hunter Biden and his brother James, but also for Hunter's former business associate Rob Walker. Those are our top three stories today. Austin has traffic and weather together.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are seeing some congestion. If you're heading westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, you're going to see some backups there. Also, speaking of North Palafox Street, at the intersection with Burgess Road, we're seeing some backups. And the same can be said for if you're on North Davis Highway heading northbound, perhaps passing Creighton Road, trying to get onto I-10, you're going to be backed up for just a moment. As for the Pace and Milton areas, we're still seeing a lot of congestion if you're trying to come over Blackwater River heading westbound on Caroline Street. And more recently, we're seeing some backups heading eastbound on Caroline Street towards Blackwater River as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Right now, a very nice evening in store. It's 70 degrees, overnight low 61. We'll have partly cloudy skies, patchy fog in the early Thursday morning hours as well. Then plenty of sunshine and a high of 79. 40% chance of rain and cloudy conditions Friday. And that forecast is going to hold pretty much through the weekend. A little bit lower temperatures, 72 the high on Saturday and 69 on Sunday. Taking a look at some more local headlines here. The woman who allegedly stole a vehicle with a 5-year-old girl inside is being held on no bond. 23-year-old Miracle Armstrong made her initial appearance in court today, and bond was revoked due to another alleged incident that she was involved in last month. The girl's mother, Cassie Sandusky, talked with Channel 3 today.
Mine was opportunity. She took it, and Isabel scared her. I grabbed Isabella water and I took it back out to her, and then I came back inside to put my bra on, grab my purse, grab a cigarette, and open the door, and she was gone.
And Sheriff Chip Simmons talking a little bit about the arrest last night. They got a tip that Armstrong was on Michigan Avenue. Deputies according to Simmons, got in the area relatively quickly, and one of the deputies saw her on Michigan Avenue. She tried to flee into a laundromat where she was surrounded, and then they took her into custody there. City of Pensacola plans to apply for $6.4 million in grants from FDOT for the purpose of a multi-use trail that would run from the Chappie James Bridge to Bayou Chico.
Safety is the number one goal, but really become an amenity for us. I mean, it would be, that's a beautiful stretch of road and a stretch of path that would be for people to walk and bike and to be connected all the way into Gulf Breeze in a protected fashion, I think would be a great asset for it.
And the city is looking for $6.4 million. Today on Navy Federal's campus on 9 Mile Road, a brand new outdoor recreation facility. They cut the ribbon on that today.
We have grown just tremendously over the past 20 years, but we could not have done that without the support of this community. So it was really a way for us to say, thank you for supporting us, and thank you for being on this journey with us.
That's Executive Vice President Kara Cardona. She says the area includes multi-purpose fields, walking trails, courts for pickleball, basketball, volleyball. It is going to be open to the public starting Monday. This all coming from 2019. The county sold the 100 acres to Navy Federal. Construction started last July on that property. City of Milton with an update on their vacant Ward 4 seat on the city council. Anybody that wants to apply needs to do so by November 29th. That decision was made by the council last night. Any applicants will go before the council at a meeting on December 4th, and whoever is appointed will serve until December of next year. The reason for the vacancy, Councilman Jason Vance vacated his seat by moving out of Ward 4. 5:20, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. A preview of Republican debate number 3. Do you care, yes or no? You can let us know, 850-437-1620. We're back in a few minutes on Pensacola right now.
Are you in the Pensacola area and looking for something fun to do with your family this Saturday evening? Well, you're invited to our church's Fall Festival. Northstone Baptist Church will provide games and activities for people of all ages. Everyone is welcome to come enjoy the hay rides, cotton candy, free food, bounce houses, door prize giveaways, and much more. This Saturday, November 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m., we want you to be our guest at Northstone. This fall festival will be located on our beautiful 11-acre property in Northwest Pensacola. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. So look us up and join us this Saturday, November 11th at 5 p.m. For more information about the fall festival, please visit our church's website, northstonebaptist.org, or check out the Northstone Baptist Facebook page. We hope to see you this Saturday evening for family fun at the Northstone Fall Festival.
Brand with custom engraved gifts and products from Prim and Proper, your clear choice for all branded product needs. Locally owned and trusted, Prim and Proper offers custom engravings for promotional and gift items for your business. They also have so many unique gifts to choose from, including engraved drinkware, cutting boards, tumblers, water bottles, slate decor, and more to inspire you the moment you walk through the door. They're also the only local retailer for Sandhopper electric beach carts. PrimandProper.com for more. That's PrimInProper.com.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone.
In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the show, we had a really good conversation about current legislation that's been filed in Tallahassee. That's in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour. Ran through a whole bunch of bills and talked about them and whether they were filed by Democrats or Republicans. Also, talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves about his Sun Trails proposal to connect Three-Mile Bridge through downtown all the way over to Barrancas. A very interesting idea. What would be the practical implications of that? You can find that and all the other segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola businesses are estimated to lose over $20,000 to cybercrimes this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Confirming any change to a financial transaction with a phone call can save time, embarrassment, and especially money when dealing with would-be criminals. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
You have kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Mary, 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 did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know?
Mary, Mary, Mary.
Is there a reason this is playing right now?
Let me ask you, is this a Christmas song?
Yes, it's a Christmas song.
Okay, it's called Mary, Did You Know? I thought it may be Christmas. I didn't know for sure, so I just played it. I rolled the dice. So I'm sorry, everybody, if you're not in the holiday spirit yet. I've never heard of a Christmas song called Mary, Did You Know? By Rascal Flatts.
Okay. That's funny. I was like, oh, this is a nice intro to some promo. And then I was like, No, this isn't a promo. This is his bumper music. I thought you were just trying to jab me with a knife or something because, you know, you are very much aware of my disdain for Christmas music right now.
No,
you did not know that Mary, Did You Know was a Christmas song. Okay.
Never heard it in my life. No. Okay, so we have songs named after women all the time.
Do you know, all right, a little history lesson. Do you know who Mary is in the Christmas story?
Maybe. Oh, wait, well, you say Christmas story, you mean the movie?
No. All right. So Mary is the mother of Jesus.
I do know that.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
I thought you said a Christmas story like Ralphie and whatever. Whatever. Mary, Did You Know by Rascal Flatts. 'Tis the season, everybody. Happy holidays from News Radio 92.3.
Oh, boy. I have not laughed that hard since I started hosting this show.
Well, I'm glad my holiday ignorance pleases you.
525. Let's get an update on the roads and weather.
Okay, so hopefully Joe won't laugh at this. We got a call in while we were on break. Apparently, if you're heading eastbound on Olive Road from North Davis Highway, they do have that lane closed, and it's causing some congestion there, obviously. And there's also congestion on the westbound lane as well, though the caller in question did not know what that was about. We also have some still at the intersection of North Palafox Street and Burgess Road. And we were covering on some congestion going up and down Pine Forest Road coming off of I-10. We're not seeing that as bad, but it is still present. As for the Pace and Milton areas, we've got some congestion on Caroline Street, particularly if you're heading eastbound coming off of Avalon Boulevard or westbound trying to come over Blackwater River.
All right. Right now, 70 degrees, 61 for the overnight low tonight. Partly cloudy skies, patchy fog early tomorrow, then clearing out for sunshine and a high of 79 degrees. Texter's, is he a millennial? I think we got bigger problems than that. You know what? Forget trying to come up with bumper music that I don't know. I think the much more entertaining game, pathetic would be another word, would be coming up with Christmas bumper music that you do not know.
I mean, I know Rascal Flatts. I know a couple songs by them, and I know a lot of Christmas music. But I've never heard of a Christmas song called that. So I'm like,
boy.
They have names. They have songs named after women all the time.
That's funny. Taking a look at some state headlines. So we do have a debate tonight, Republican debate. It's the third one. 7 o'clock start time from Miami field, including Governor DeSantis, Chris Christie, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Senator Tim Scott. That debate is airing on NBC, so you can tune in on NBC to watch that. I will not be watching. I could not care less. I was in because obviously it's something that we talk about, you know, of course, doing the show each day, and I suppose I have to watch at least some of it just to see if anybody says anything. But I'm at the point as host of this program and then also just as a voter, there is nothing that anybody can say tonight that will make one iota of difference when it comes to Trump standing as the GOP, the likely GOP nominee. There's just nothing that anybody could say. I think everybody's tried their strategy. They've put out their points, and I just don't know what is out there. How do you even come up with a strategy to try to gain traction? I just don't think there is one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're having some, like, what's the word, political grit, trying to really push for their campaign and all that, but I would find it so hard not to give up right now. You're three debates in, and Trump is still just kicking everyone's behind.
It would not shock me if after tonight, maybe give it a week or so, we start having, you know, more and more people dropping out. I'm going to say by Thanksgiving, I think we'll have maybe two or three left. And by that, I mean Trump included in that. I think you have Trump, DeSantis, and maybe Nikki Haley. I think the others drop out. That's my unscientific opinion on that.
Well, no, I could definitely see that happening, especially if we're talking about Ramaswamy or Tim Scott. I could definitely see one of them, too, if not both, dropping out pretty soon. The Florida Supreme Court is being asked to immediately suspend online sports betting statewide. The challenge was filed by two companies hours after the Seminole Tribe relaunched its mobile sports gambling app for existing customers yesterday. Attorneys for the company say that the tribe's decision came without prior warning and want the operations halted while several legal battles play out in court.
All right. Meanwhile, Florida justices are considering a proposed constitutional amendment that would allow recreational marijuana. The Supreme Court heard arguments today about the initiative, which has received some pushback from Attorney General Ashley Moody due to the language. The amendment looking like supporters are trying to get it on the November 2024 ballot. Fox News Update is followed by Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. The United States launching an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias.
We now have a statement from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Quote, today at President Biden's direction, U.S. military forces conducted a self-defense strike on a facility in eastern Syria used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC, and affiliated groups.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin, these strikes in retaliation for attacks on U.S. bases. Across the nation last night, big ones for Democrats, including Virginia, taking the House of Delegates and State Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris talked about one of the big topics, abortion.
If you look at from the midterms to last night, from California to Kansas, Ohio to Virginia, the voters said, look, the government should not be telling a woman what to do with her body.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. This could be a big one. The Food and Drug Administration today approved a greatly anticipated obesity treatment from Eli Lilly. The drug, to be marketed as an obesity treatment under the name Zepbound, is already sold as a diabetes treatment under the name Mounjaro. The new version will compete directly with Novo Nordisk's popular obesity drug Wegovy, and Lilly has promptly set its price for the treatment below that of Novo's. Shares of Lilly rose 3.2% today. After today's close, Disney reported quarterly revenue that was a smidge below expectations, but the estimates for both earnings and Disney Plus subscriber additions. It also vowed to boost its cost-cutting measures by another $2 billion. Disney shares are up 3% in after-hours trading. In the regular Wednesday action, stocks were narrowly mixed. The Dow Industrials slipped 40 points, but both the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite eked out slim gains to extend their recent win streaks. That's your money now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
This is Zach Gale for the CBS Sports Minute. Here's my advice to Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti. Do nothing right now to Michigan and Jim Harbaugh. Put the damn ball down on the field at full strength and don't cave to public pressure. Ruining the Big Ten's two biggest games of the year when Michigan plays Penn State and Ohio State would be absolutely ridiculous. And the results of those upcoming games will give us the truth as to how much the sign-stealing scandal impacted the previous games. I'm Zach Gill.
Here's to Prilosec OTC. Without Prilosec, I wouldn't be able to enjoy all this yummy holiday food. Speaking of, whoever made that apple pie, delicious.
Thank you.
I just take one pill each morning and zero heartburn all day. So cheers to Prilosec OTC. Ooh, are those jalapeno poppers?
Prilosec OTC prevents excess acid that can cause heartburn, so you can enjoy the holidays. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of TVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released two hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3. 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
All right, now you're just doing it to irritate me.
I'm sorry. Is this a Christmas song?
Yeah. No, this is not. I had no idea who this is.
Forgive me.
Who's up on the housetop? What's going on here?
I think it was Saint Nick, Punk if rock. I'm not mistaken. Yeah. If memory serves me.
Yeah, that's funny. Pensacola right now, 5:36 here, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Getting you caught up on a full rundown of everything happening in your world, November 8, 2023. I guess Austin is in a festive mood today because the downtown Pensacola Christmas lights are up now.
Yes.
So he is just back-to-back Christmas songs here.
Sharing to Christmas cheer.
That's right. Let's get an update on the roads and our weather.
All right, this traffic and weather together is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. At freshfromflorida.com, you can see what's in season, recipes that feature local ingredients, and more. Also, join the Fresh from Florida Club today. That's freshfromflorida.com. Looking at the traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are still seeing some congestion on North Davis Highway. If you're heading northbound past Creighton Road, perhaps trying to get onto I-10, we were also dealing with some congestion on Olive Road that has seemed to clear some. It was particularly heading eastbound towards North Davis, but there may still be some minor congestion there. Lastly, another big one, we're still dealing with a lot of backups coming off of I-10. If you're heading northbound on Pine Forest Road. As for Santa Rosa County, we've got some congestion heading eastbound coming off of Avalon Boulevard, and westbound if you're trying to come over Blackwater River.
All right. Very good. Right now, 68 degrees. We'll have 61 for the low tonight. Partly cloudy with patchy fog early in the morning tomorrow, clearing out for sunshine and a high of 79. Friday, we've got some 40% chance of rain, otherwise cloudy skies, and Friday's high is going to be around 77. A little bit of a cool down for the weekend. Saturday, 72 with a cloudy and a 30% chance of showers. And Sunday down to 69. So, yeah, kind of like that forecast there with temperatures in the back into the low 50s overnight Sunday and low 70s over the weekend. That's my kind of stuff right there. Taking a look at some national headlines here. We start in Ohio where voters there saying yes to enshrining abortion protections in the state constitution, as well as legalizing recreational marijuana. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear won re-election, as did Mississippi Republican Tate Reeves. Also, the state of Missouri today suing the Biden administration over what the state attorney general says is the FDA's illegal distribution of abortion pills in the mail. The lawsuit filed against the FDA and Department of Health and Human Services. The suit argues that federal government does not have the authority to approve using U.S. mail to ship mifepristone and asks for an injunction to stop those shipments. Alejandro Mayorkas, the head of Homeland Security, is addressing worries about a significant rise in the number of people caught at the southern border who were on the FBI's terror watch list.
If we make a determination that it would not be safe to the American people that they be released into the United States, we detain them.
And Mayorkas spoke before a Senate committee today where he was asked about nearly 170 migrants whose names appeared on the terror watch list. He asked for more money to handle a flow of illegal immigration.
And Ivanka Trump is testifying today in her father's civil fraud trial in New York. Attorney General Letitia James says that Ivanka benefited personally from inflated numbers of her dad's businesses.
Ms. Trump will do all that she can to try to separate herself from this corporation, but she's inextricably tied to the Trump Organization.
Ivanka says she had no role in preparing her father's financial statements and that those weren't things she was privy to.
Also, the trial date set for the man accused of killing Tupac Shakur after pleading not guilty to second-degree murder last week. Dwayne Davis will stand trial June of next year. He is accused of fatally shooting Tupac while driving in downtown Las Vegas in 1996.
And there's an update on the Colorado funeral home accused of providing families fake ashes of loved ones.
Oh, hold on a second. There it is.
The suspects were arrested on suspicion of committing multiple crimes, including money laundering, which is a Class 3 felony, theft, a Class 5 felony, forgery, a Class 5 felony, and abuse of a corpse, a Class 6 felony.
The owners, John and Carrie Halford, were arrested in Oklahoma. The decaying remains of at least 189 people were allegedly found at the facility.
Yeah, also, New York City Mayor Eric Adams is addressing last week's FBI raid of his top campaign fundraiser. Adams says his office had no role in the raid of Breonna Suggs' home and would be shocked if someone from his campaign conducted illegal behavior.
I'm sure she's going to get through this because she followed the rules. She was very clear on what I stated. We must always follow the rules.
And Adams has hired a personal attorney and will fully cooperate with any investigation. He says the FBI is reportedly investigating whether Adams' 2021 election campaign conspired with the Turkish government to receive illegal donations.
And,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Well, what were you going to say?
I was going to move on to sports if you want to go ahead.
Oh, okay. No problem. Yeah,
you can just go into sports. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Looking at sports here.
Well-oiled machine here at 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah, sorry. I recently took a phone call and I got all mixed up.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
No, but so a headline coming out of the NFL today, the annual Senior Bowl in Mobile could get a lot more star power in the future. According to ESPN, the NFL has told all 32 teams that starting next year, all college juniors who declare for the NFL draft will be eligible to play in postseason All-Star games, such as the Senior Bowl, Shrine Bowl, and the HBCU Legacy Bowl. And Joe, you and I are both supporters of this.
Yeah, I am. I've never been to the Senior Bowl, but I know a lot of locals certainly love making the drive over. And, it's a cheap way, take your sons over, get some autographs, and really get an up-close and personal look at a lot of these prospects. And, you have eligible juniors that I think will jump at the chance to go to the Senior Bowl. That week of practice, where you're being coached by NFL coaching staffs, there were three juniors, I think, that were taken in the top 10 last year, Anthony Richardson, Bijan Robinson, and Jalen Carter. There are probably others, but I can't think of them. But, I think that's the type of quality, players that you're going to have coming into Mobile more for Senior Bowl week. So I think that's a great story here for local NFL fans. Tonight on NBA slate, 6:30, we've got Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs as he makes his first visit to Madison Square Garden to take on the Knicks. 6:30 start time on ESPN. And at 9 on ESPN, the Nuggets will be taking on the Golden State Warriors. And Mac football, more Maction as at 6:30 on ESPN2. Toledo taking on Eastern Michigan, and then a pair of games at 6 o'clock, Bowling Green and Kent State on CBS Sports Network, and then Miami of Ohio takes on Akron on ESPNU.
Yes.
Health, business, and science. A new pacemaker developed by scientists in Seattle was able to partially recharge itself by generating electrical energy from the heartbeat. Although the beat only generated 10% of the energy needed for the next heartbeat, researchers at the University of Washington hope their breakthrough will become the standard. The new device is much smaller than a traditional pacemaker due to its wireless structure, and it measures about one-third the size of a AAA battery.
And a bakery chain has a warning on its cake boxes, saying that smashing their cakes in people's faces can lead to serious injury, including injuries as severe as impalement. Paris Baguette says that their cakes have a clip inside that keeps them stable during transportation. So keep that in mind when you're planning your wedding or just want to do it to someone as a prank.
Yeah. Also, a North Carolina-based company is working on a vaccine aimed at reducing deadly overdoses. Cessation Therapeutics says its monoclonal antibody therapy can block the dangerous effects of fentanyl and help people wean off of opioids. The company is also working on an injectable treatment, and the research is being backed by millions in federal grants. Clinical trials are already underway. 5:45, pop culture notes coming up right after traffic and weather together.
All right, well, that phone call I got earlier was about an accident on Gulf Beach Highway, and it was told that a car apparently ran into a sign, and it was apparently pretty dicey enough to where first responders were present on the scene. As far as congestion goes that we've been touching on previously, Pine Forest, heading both north and southbound, but if you're coming off I-10 trying to get on that road, you could see some heavy congestion there. That's what we've seen so far this evening. Also, we're still dealing with some backups on North Davis Highway if you're heading northbound just past Creighton Road. As for Santa Rosa County, Pace and Milton, we've still got some congestion if you're coming off of Avalon Boulevard heading eastbound on Caroline Street, but that has lessened, and the same can be said for the congestion coming over Blackwater River.
All right. taking a look at the weather forecast, 70 degrees and partly cloudy right now. Overnight, 61 for the low. Patchy fog early Thursday, then clearing out for sunshine, 79 for the high. And Friday calls for a 40% chance of showers, otherwise cloudy, and a high of 77. Bit of a cool down into a Veterans Day Saturday, 72 for the high there with a 30% chance of showers, and 69 Sunday with a 40% chance of showers. Obviously, pretty badly needed here with the drought conditions. Burn ban still in effect for Santa Rosa and Okaloosa counties today. Pop culture notes. So we do have the CMA Awards tonight in Nashville. Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning are hosting for the second consecutive year. The most CMA nominations is Lainey Wilson, for the second straight year as well. She is up for Entertainer of the Year, along with Chris Stapleton, Carrie Underwood, Morgan Wallen, and Luke Combs, who won last year.
Yes. And the end may be near for the Hollywood actors' strike. According to Deadline, SAG-AFTRA and Motion Picture and Television Studios have reportedly reached an agreement on the use of artificial intelligence. The union's lead negotiators and studios met on Tuesday in what could be the final phase to sealing a new deal and the end to the more than three-month strike.
Also, Patrick Dempsey, People's Sexiest Man Alive in 2023. 57-year-old actor known for his role as Derek Shepherd McDreamy on the hit show Grey's Anatomy. I thought it was interesting. One of the finalists was Eagles offensive lineman Jason Kelsey.
Yes.
Which was interesting. I'll tell you what, I was thinking about this in one of the earlier breaks, but I think that Jason Kelsey is actually going to have a really good shot at it, because there's been a recent trend among offensive linemen who retire and then they just shed a bunch of weight.
Yes.
Like Jeff Saturday, Joe Thomas. I think Jason Kelsey is going to be one of those guys where, you know, you give it like 6 to 8 months and he's going to look really good, really slim down. And, you know, he'll kind of look like Travis does.
Yeah. Marquise Pouncey, another one. Like he really slimmed down. I mean, it, like to where it's almost staggering.
Right.
Elf turns 20 years old, and we're all probably going to watch it at some point between now and Christmas. Well, some people, maybe not Joe and some of the haters in the text.
I'll watch it. I'll watch it once. I think that's about all I'm good for on that. To me, it's just not at that level of the Christmas classic that I would have.
Yeah.
I realize that it may be some like yours. It's your favorite Christmas movie. It's definitely not for me. I've got probably about 10 or 12 that I make sure I hit multiple times.
Wow.
And I'll get Elf, you know, once, and then it's like, okay, that's fine. But yeah, just not a big Will Ferrell guy, especially at this point. I just think he's
gotten old.
Past his time. Yeah. But yeah, there were some cool fun facts here as Elf does celebrate 20 years. I thought it was really interesting that the first choice to play Buddy the Elf was not Will Ferrell, but rather Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, Jim Carrey getting both Elf and the Grinch.
Well, and that's the thing. I think that maybe if Will Ferrell knew that, that may be why he was trying to, like, play it up. You said, you know, sometimes he kind of goes over the top. He tries too hard. Jim Carrey's a very animated, over-the-top person. So maybe if he knew that it was supposed to be built around someone like that, he may have tried a bit too hard to capture it. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. Also, the Will Ferrell really actually did eat all of that sugar, including the maple syrup coated spaghetti and candy. You said that this led to some issues for him.
Yes, he said that because I've heard some of these facts, and he did. He said he ate it all, and there were times where he would just have migraines, like so severe, because that sugar intake is just horrible, horrible.
Yeah. Also, Buddy's fight with the fake Santa, played by Artie Lang, was done in one take because it took the art department weeks to decorate the department store. Man, it only took Buddy a night. Favreau told them, John Favreau, that is the director, told them to just go nuts and wreck it, so that they did. Will Ferrell turned down a reported $29 million to make a sequel. According to him, it was because he was worried it would suck and people would accuse him of doing it for the money. But James Caan, who plays his father, claims that the real reason was because Will Ferrell and Jon Favreau did not get along. So yeah.
Another one I had heard was like when he was walking around the streets of New York in the movie, he was actually doing that.
Yes.
And it caused like a few fender benders because people are looking like, what in the world?
Why is Will Ferrell walking around in an elf costume? Yeah, I could see that.
With cameras all around him down the street.
Yeah, I could see that too. 5:51, we'll take a break. Wacky and weird stories and good news for hour number two to wrap up on Pensacola right now.
Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SKYRIZI, risankizumab RIZA, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SKYRIZI helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SKYRIZI. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SKYRIZI, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SKYRIZI and visit SKYRIZI.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
War breaks out between Israel and Hamas.
Starting with our top three stories today, the latest in Israel is Hamas released 2 hostages.
A Milton couple who was in Israel when the Hamas attacks began has arrived back home safely.
When we were leaving,
Governor DeSantis says it's important to stand with Israel.
Most of the deaths of our own servicemen.
We're pursuing every avenue to bring their loved ones home.
I got to give the president credit for
keeping you informed with a local emphasis.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3. Informative, local, dependent.
They call me the breeze.
All right, wrapping up hour number 2. Pensacola right now, Joe and Austin, 5:54 on a Wednesday, November 8th, 2023. Finishing up with wacky and weird stories. Couple wacky stories before we get a final check of the roads and weather. A 41-year-old thief in Maine used his Uber driver as his therapist and legal counsel, but unfortunately for him, there's no such thing as driver-passenger privilege. Cops say Kevin Gray picked up an Uber to take him to a nearby TJ Maxx store, and then he spent the entire time blabbing on about how he was going there to rob it. He also showed the driver that he had drugs on him. The driver dropped Kevin off, immediately called police. It was Kevin's 12th arrest this year.
So clearly not the sharpest tool in the shed.
No, definitely not.
I believe Kevin Gray would make that kind of mistake. Also, a Florida woman was snorkeling with a friend in Ocala this weekend when she literally went face-to-face with an alligator.
I ripped the mask off and I turned and I saw its like 2 little eyes like sticking out of the water.
I just heard a rush of water, turned around to make sure like she was okay, and I just saw the gator. I saw it, her head in its mouth.
And then like as I was running back and like I saw what it was, that's when it started hurting. I was like, ow, my forehead hurts really bad and my neck is in like so much pain.
Yeah, that was Marissa Carr. She had some gashes to her forehead, as she said, but her full-face snorkel likely kept her from having more serious injuries.
You know, that's definitely good there. 5:55, check of the roads and weather. Right now we're at 68 degrees, 61 for the overnight low tonight. Partly cloudy with some patchy fog early tomorrow morning. We'll have sunny skies once again with some clouds mixed in, 79 for your Thursday. Overnight low tomorrow will be 65. Austin, how are the roads looking?
All right. Well, in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've been touching on some congestion going up and down Pine Forest Road, particularly near the I-10 area. That has lessened, but it is still present. Same thing goes with the congestion on North Davis Highway, heading northbound just past Creighton Road if you're trying to get onto I-10 from there. Thirdly, this is what we were touching on earlier. A crash has been reported heading westbound on Gulf Beach Highway that has some pretty severe congestion at the moment.
All right. Looking at some good news as we finish up. Actually, one here. I don't know if you're a Mean Girls guy or not.
I know the movie. It's all right.
The first trailer for the musical adaptation of Mean Girls is out. The movie is based on the Tony-nominated Broadway show, offers a modern take on the 2014 comedy. Tina Fey will reprise her role as Miss Norbury, along with Tim Meadows as Principal Duval. Other cast members include Renee Rapp, Jenna Fischer, and John Hamm. Mean Girls will hit theaters on January 12th.
Pretty decent cast there.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they've got some of the familiar faces reprising for sure. Their roles. So some good news stories here. First off, a blind border collie went missing in New York City. It wandered into a pond, and two NYPD officers happened to spot it and got there just in time. Sparky was taken to a local vet and reunited with his owner, and I'm assuming he's just fine other than the blind.
Yes, very good. This one I think is really cool. Yeah. A 91-year-old man in London happened to stumble upon his father's beloved old yellow car from the 1930s, and with the help of his son, they bought it at auction. It's a Talbot Duroc motor car that was bought in 1935 and was sold during World War II in 1942. Back during COVID in 2020, Malcolm Stern was looking for a new hobby and decided to buy a 3D printer so he could make small models, including one like his dad's car. But in order to do that, he needed to get the dimensions of the real thing before he could scale it down. So he went online, Googled for the Talbot Duroc, and a few clicks later, what did you know? He found his father's actual car, plate numbers, and everything on an auction site. And now, 3 years later, Malcolm has fully restored the car, and he's got a fresh coat of canary yellow paint to really brighten it up. And that is awesome.
It is.
We all love nostalgia, and I think I probably go all out more than most people do when it comes to the amount of money that I spend on things that make me feel nostalgic.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, so a question I would pose. Text line 850-437-1620. Money not an object. I'm just wondering if there's anything from your childhood, if you could afford it, whether it's, you know, something really small or something like, you know, a car or something. Something you would like to buy that would, you know, be really emblematic of your childhood. Something that would just make you feel nostalgic like our friend Malcolm Stern here. Text us 850-437-1620. Love to see your thoughts on that. We'll share some of them coming up in our third hour. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. 12-minute break for us. Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.